There is a struggle for land in the peri-urban areas for agricultural purposes on one hand and estate development on the other hand. Urbanization has contributed largely to the challenge where estate developers with their financial prowess are able to secure large tracts of land to the detriment of relatively poor farmers. The National Farmers and Fishermen Award Winners Association of Ghana said there is the need for reforms in the country's land tenure system to help protect agricultural lands. Dennis Kwabna Adu is the officer in charge of research and data management of the association.
Land acquisition is yet another challenge due to our land tenure system. Besides, estate developers continue to acquire agricultural lands in peri-urban areas for housing purposes. We need the housing due to our housing deficit. We also need our farmland for food. To this end, a sensitive land use policy is required for the housing sector, which will not compromise our food security agenda and threaten agribusiness in general.
The General Secretary of the General Agricultural Workers Union, Edward Kariwe, said the lack of policy clarity and implementation has contributed to the low investment in the agriculture sector. He outlined measures on how to attract investment from the private sector to the agriculture value chain.
Funding of research institutions to carry out research are signs that, yes, if you're a private sector person and you see these things happening, you can now be attracted to invest. And then Minister of Food and Agriculture is woefully under-resourced, both personnel and resources and logistics. So when government begins to resource those institutions, then private sector will begin to be interested in setting up. And then set up a fund which individuals can access agricultural things. Then we also now have policy conditionalities. Here, you must have a fixed percentage of loan portfolio from banks to agriculture. Why is it that there's credit to farmers and to agriculture is still a problem? It's because there's no clear policy direction instructing the banks to give loans to the private sector.
Day 4 of the ongoing 69th annual New Year School and Conference saw other speakers from GIPC and Blue Skies address the first panel discussion of the day.
Zephaniah Danai's report.